Big Fatty and his big old fat self did a little show and used some of the audio for my show. So it always makes me feel like, you know, I don't know, like I've made it in the podcasting world when Big Fatty puts me on his show. But he puts everybody on his show. So I guess it's just probably like the worst thing you could be, and that's mediocre. Oh my God, that was so damn mean. I guess the worst thing you could really be is a shut-in sea hag.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I guess the worst thing you could really be is a shut-in sea hag.
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 219 of the BFO for Monday, the 8th of December, 2008. Coming up on today's show, y'all, there's a special guest here in the BFO studio today. Yeah, there really is. Oh, and by the way, Al Adha begins at sundown. Boy, I can't wait for sundown. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. Happy Monday to you. Did you have a fabulous weekend? Did you have a little holiday nog? Perhaps an over-serving over the weekend? Well, I can assure you Big Fatty has had a weekend. But that's not why we're here to talk today. Today, we've got a special guest here in the studio, and we're going to do an episode of The Gays. But first, I want to pause for a moment here and play a little Christmas song, Big Fatty style. Fatty, y'all, I told you Big Fatty has got surprises for you, because y'all, it's Christmas month is just full of surprises. You just never know what's gonna happen. Like, for instance, today at sundown, that Al Adha begins. Does anyone know what the Al Adha is? I don't know what that is. So y'all, have you done your Christmas shopping yet? Have you been out there? Have you been fighting with the mall warriors? Lord, I'm going to tell you what. I've got my list ready, but I'm not spending as much this year as I have in the past, but you got obligations. You got to spend something, but you know, Big Fatty is not going to the poor farm because of that, because you know, Big Fatty's got the big cruise coming up, and you know, we'll have a big old cruise update coming up soon, because I know y'all are looking at bated breath with that. But now the gays. Well, everyone, on today's show, we have someone who says that appearing on or being featured on a Big Fatty opening is the ultimate in mediocrity. And that person is none other than the Chicago O, not to be confused with the other O that was already there and the other O that is going to be the president. Who the hell is this, by the way?
It's Omar.
Oh, well, what a surprise. Y'all,
there's lots of O's. It's amazing how low I'll stoop to just get anyone to listen to my show. I'll even appear on yours.
Well, y'all, he committed the ultimate sin, and that's, you know, saying something bad about Big Fatty. So this is really kind of like going to confessional, and you know, they tell you to go do 15 Hail Marys. Well, he's got to come and be on Big Fatty's episode of The Gays.
I have to do penance, Big Fatty. Penance. That's what the Catholics call it.
Right. Exactly. What's up, Mr. Omar?
I'll tell you what's not up. No, it's a lot's going on. Let me tell you, it's a little chilly here in Chicago, and I'm loving it. There's still snow on the ground from the other day, and it's supposed to snow tomorrow.
Well, fantastic. And you know, I grew up in Atlanta, so I heard you talking about on your show last week that you were like a little kid when there was snow and you were excited and everything. And growing up in Atlanta, we got excited about snow. So I know where you're coming from on that.
Well, last week was the first day that it snowed, that when I woke up in the morning, I was listening to the radio in the morning, and then they switched to the local weather and they said, oh, it's snowing outside. And I was like, what? So I had to go and pull open my curtains, and that's when I was, you know, all excited. And then going to work and walking in the snow.
And did you get cold tootsies?
No, because the shoes that I have are really good and my jacket's really good. The only thing I haven't really figured out is the pants. Everything is warm when I go out except for my legs and just a little bit of my face. But my face, I can use the scarf. But everything else is pretty cozy.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Now, Omar, we know how much you look forward to moving to Chicago, the Chicagos, and how long
did I mention that? Did I mention that at all? My show?
You may have mentioned it in passing on one of those.
Okay, all right.
But how long have you been up there now?
I moved here October 1st, so
okay, so
just over 2 months.
Right, just over 2 months, 2.5 months. What's the best part so far?
The best part? There's so many best parts.
Okay, well, give me three that you really like.
The guys up here are not only so much more attractive, but they're so much more nice.
Oh.
They're just a lot friendlier. Everywhere is non-smoking. Ah! That's just so nice that just everywhere is non-smoking.
Right.
And I don't have to drive anywhere. And public transit takes me everywhere I need to go very easily and quickly and cleanly and civilizedly. And
but don't you have to be a little more organized when you're relying on public transportation?
Not around here. Oh. I just walk to the end of my street and my bus shows up every 3 minutes during rush hour.
Oh,
so
Lord.
I've never had to wait for my bus more than like 30 seconds.
You're right. You don't have to be organized. And that's a good thing.
I've even taken the bus at 2 o'clock in the morning from Andersonville, which is, I guess, it's a little bit of an older crowd, and
where Big Fatty would live. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you would probably live out in a retirement, an assisted living facility for homosexuals that they probably. I'm not sure where they are located, but I can get you a phone number.
Could
Big Fatty.
You do that? Because you know, who knows? I might be moving to the Chicago also. Now
everyone is so nice. You'll love it.
Now I've been to Chicago before, and give me a general idea of where in the hell in the city you are.
Boys Town.
Well, okay. Are you at the Steamworks end of Boys Town, or are you at the?
I'm on the southern end of Boys Town, so like Belmont and Halstead, like that area. So just south of the Steamworks.
Okay.
But
now,
closer to the lake. I'm like 2 blocks from the lake.
Okay. So you're down kind of near the cell block and all?
No, that's north.
That's the
you're
other
going
direction.
The wrong way.
Okay. So
yeah, you're going the wrong
you
way.
You go going the other way. All right. Okay.
I'm near Lincoln Park.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean any fucking thing to me.
So, no, it doesn't, since it's also like 50
that's
miles
why I
long.
Said Steamworks, okay?
I have not been there. Now, have you been to Steamworks?
I have had an opportunity to visit there. I was up there for the 25th anniversary of the International Mr. Leather, which, by the way, occurs in May during the Memorial Day weekend.
I'm going to need a calendar of homosexual events because I have never been to Market Days. I've never been to Pride in Chicago. I've never been to IML. I've never done any of those Chicago Gay High Holy Days.
You go ahead and mark Memorial Day. Down.
Just go ahead and mark it up.
Yes, because you're going to want to go to that. And y'all, many of you, well, if you've listened to Omar and listened to me before, you know that Omar has dabbled, would you say dabbled a little bit in the leather?
I enjoy furry men in leather.
Okay. Well, I mean, you used to go to the Atlanta Leather Company or something like that, didn't you?
I'm known there, yes.
I think you were fitted on numerous occasions there, if I remember correctly.
Fitted on more than one occasion. Not many, just a couple.
Okay. Did you tell me that the Chicago Eagle had closed?
It did close, and then I think they were reopening in like someplace next door or around there. I don't know. I haven't been there.
Okay.
I'm going to do a tour of all of the leather bars with Denny, who's one of my listeners that has been very gracious since I moved here. He lives up in Andersonville.
Now, is that what area of Chicago was the Chicago Eagle in?
I don't know. It's been closed since I moved here. I've never been there. I don't know.
Okay.
I can look it up. I'm afraid to use the internet.
No, don't do that. No, y'all. This is about the 18th time we've tried to record this. It was like being on one of Archer's gangbangs. It just kept getting cut off.
Yeah, I'm sitting on my hands.
Well,
I won't touch it. I don't know where the Chicago Pagah was. I know that they're reopening it, or maybe it's open now. I don't know.
Okay.
But we're going to go to – I want to go to Touche, Jackhammer, and there's another leather bar that – apparently have I can't go by myself. I need backup. I need like, you know, friends to go with me.
Why don't you go with your friend Jack?
Jack who?
Jack Daniels?
You mean my Uncle Johnny Walker?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's your Uncle Johnny Walker.
My Uncle Johnny Walker, you know, he's black.
Oh. Well, sometimes he's red.
The red is kind of harsh. The black is a lot smoother, honey. And you know what they say? Always bet on black.
Oh, Lord. You ain't right. Oh, all right. Tell me the thing that has been the biggest surprise for you since you've been up there.
The biggest surprise, I guess, how smoothly everything went. I was very tense and very nervous, and I had kind of overplanned and overthought everything. That doesn't sound like me at all, does it?
No, not at all.
So it was kind of going a little out of my character to do that. And everything just went super smoothly. Just the whole – like I drove 12 and a half whatever hours here. I had movers move my stuff in. Everything got here exactly the way it was packed. Everything was fine. Just going to work in downtown and taking the bus has just been really easy. It's like the one bus there, and it drops me a block from work, and I – walk one block the other way and take a different bus coming home. It's just been really nice. It's just been, I don't know. It's like it fits, which has been really nice because I was afraid that – are you playing the crickets music?
No, not at all.
Because I was afraid that I wanted to move here so badly and I wanted things to go so well because I really love this city. And I finally feel like once I got here that the city loved me back and that everything's just been kind of going my way, and – the weather was really nice, so I got a few really good bike rides in where I just rode along the lake, and so that was nice until the snow came. But see, now it's like snowing, so that's a whole different city. Everyone's all bundled up. And
you'll have to go sledding now.
Yeah, although I'm not sure where I could do that, but I'm sure that there's a place around here to do it.
Oh, I'm sure that there's some cute little red-haired, freckled boy that will pull you on your sled, so to speak.
I'll pull him. He can sit next to me. Just somebody point him in this direction. That's all.
Hello. Is there anything that you're still kind of a little, I don't want to say on edge, but a little apprehensive about?
What my heat bill's going to look like?
I mean, I think that's an interesting point. What kind of heat do you have?
Well, okay. See, here's the thing. I originally was looking for a place that had heat included, which a lot of the places do, but where I ended up does not have heat included, which I'm sure anyone who lives in the cold weather is like, are you retarded? But I got the really good location work because I can walk to Sidetrack and I can walk to the lake and it's very easy for me to get to work. So I got the location I wanted, and I do love, Boys Town, Lakeview, this neighborhood a lot. And my apartment's small, but I mean, it's got like nice, you know, it's nice. It's not an old, you know, about to fall over kind of thing. It's a nice place.
And it's the nice part is it's not large enough to have overnight guests, right?
It's large enough to have an overnight guest that's going to sleep with me, but the big ass gay trucker is not sleeping up in here. I love you, DJ David J, with your trucking and haircut and self. You just need to find a place to stay.
There you go.
Because he said he wanted to sleep under my sofa. Mm-mm.
Now, you know, when I was there for IML, there's a little guest house right there on Halsted.
Oh, yeah. It looks really cute.
It's like a little house, and it's back off the street. I stayed there.
Oh, that looks – yeah, that's – you know, I know everything that I can walk around into, and I pass that all the time. Yeah, yeah. I know exactly where you're talking
about.
So,
anyway, that's my point of reference.
Good. Stay there, and I'll come out and drink it with you.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned the sidetracks, and you know there are other podcasts on the Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo Podcasting Network that tend to frequent. I think is probably a good word. Frequent that establishment, and I believe at Halloween you ran into the chairman of the board, Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo himself.
Well, actually, I ran into little orphan Annie on Halsted. And she looked a little funny that night, and then I realized that it actually was the chairman of the board, Mr. Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo.
I see. And is he exactly what you expected him to be?
The little orphan Annie.
Annie costume and all, right?
Exactly. Well, I was standing there. This is what's cool about I actually spend time with some of my heterosexual coworkers, which is kind of new to me because they all came out. There's like several of them and my gay coworker that we all came out to see the Halloween parade. So I'm standing there with them, and I see this little red blip go by, and I'm like, wait a minute. That's the little orphan Annie. I'm like, wait. I think that's Rob Nelson Lindley Magoo. So I had to like chase him down, and I grabbed him, and I grabbed him like squarely on his shoulders, and I made him look at me, and I go, Rob? And he goes, oh my God. Like he was all crazy. So it was really great to see him in person. Cause I mean, good Lord, I remember, you know, years ago chatting with him and Mr. Hawes.
John Michael Hawes.
So it's just funny to finally see someone that you've known about and seen and talked to for 3 years.
Okay. Now, is that the only time you've seen him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because you didn't go to the PNS meet and greet. Oh.
Because I accepted the little thingy on Facebook, but there's no calendar. Like, can't it send me an email? Like, I didn't write that down. Like, so it's totally my fault.
If Omar – do you have an Amazon wish list?
I do.
Y'all, he needs a calendar. So go on the Amazon. You go on the Amazon and find some cute calendar with some naked men's on it.
Naked firemen.
Somebody, for the love of God, send Omar or a little Christmas happy of a new calendar.
Well, I've got the calendar on my iPhone, but it syncs my work appointments, so I just didn't think to put – I thought that Facebook would send me a –
You didn't
anyway.
Think to sync your work-it appointments.
Correct.
Okay. Omar, guess what?
What?
We are out of time. So
already?
I'm going to ask you to come back and do tomorrow's show with me also. What do you think about that? Have you got time to do that?
I do have time.
Sorry, Big Fatty, I do have time. Okay.
Okay. Ooh, you know what? I don't have any plans.
Sorry. Okay, shut in. So before we get back into conversation, tell everybody like they don't fucking know how to find you. Tell them how to find you.
You can visit theotherO.com on the interwebs, as we say on this show here, or you can email me, omar@theotherO.com, and check out what's going on with me.
And y'all, he is on the Facebook. However, it's not working to his satisfaction, so don't even go over there to the My Face.
Yeah, because the calendar, y'all, it needs to send me a reminder or something. A bitch is busy.
A bitch is busy indeed. Y'all, we will talk to you tomorrow, because Omar's coming back, y'all. He's coming back. Say
goodbye. Abrazos y besitos.
Oh, Lord.
Nos vemos pronto.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Meow! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.